some kind of iron. I don't know what exactly what kind of iron.
Did people usually buy them at the store or what?
Yeah, you bought them at the store.
Somebody I was talking to said that he'd heard of people making them out of these railroad ties.
Well, it used to, but did later. Had you got some blacksmiths that make them out of that railroad iron.
I see.
Yeah.
Right. Did people usually have a place right above the fireplace where they could put pictures?
Oh yeah, called it a mantel.
I see. Y'all had one in your house?
Yeah, yes.
I see. That hearth you were talking about, was that bricked over?
Yeah.
Or
what? Mm-hmm. Brick.
And that was to prevent fire?
That's right, yeah.
I see. Yeah. You know, I reckon after you burned the wood for a pretty long time, you get this black stuff collect on the sides?
Oh yeah, smut they call it. Yeah.
Did you have to clean that out every now and then?
No. Never did clean that smut out. Burn that oak. A lot of times that oak would burn it out. Get it plumb clean.
I see. Do you ever hear of that stuff catching a fire? Burning out the top of the house or anything?
Yeah,
like that?
Sometimes it would. Mm-hmm. If you had an old shingle roof on it. Set the house fire and burnt lots of them up.
Mm.
Especially when that oak would, they burned oak.
Yes.
You know, that oak will spark. Mm. Old spark. Now sparks will last long enough, they'll go up that chimney and drop back on your roof.
I see.
Set it fire.
That sounds pretty dangerous.
It is. It was dangerous, yes sir.
What could you do to prevent that from happening?
Well, just not stir that oak fire.
No. Oh. Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
I see.
No, if you go stir it, man, that'll go to popping and throwing out them sparks, man, you could get outside and you'd air be full of them. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What about after the wood had burned down, you know, that stuff that's left over?
Ashes.
Yes, sir.
You had to take them out pretty often. Mm-hmm. Hit your pan a little. Had regular old shovel, call it the ash shovel.
Yes, sir.
Get that in a bucket, put them in there and take them ashes out, pour them off out in the woods somewhere.
I see. You just threw them away?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Didn't use them for anything?
Sometimes they'd throw them out in the field. Them oak ashes was pretty good fertilizer. Had a lot of potash in them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I see. What color were the ashes usually of the wood you burn?
Well, generally they'd be mostly white after it burnt down in down that. Yes. Of course, some of them would be dark with that lighter and everything.
Yes, sir. I see. Could you tell me about some of the things that people had in their living room that they didn't have anywhere else in the house?
Well, they'd have maybe a dresser and some old rocking chairs like that, some straight chairs, ain't got none. Them and him got some of them sitting there on the porch. Have two or three of them rockers in there like that you sitting at.
Yes, sir.
Had a piano in there. Some of them didn't. Had a few pictures hanging around on the walls.
Yes, sir. Had all that in your house?
Yeah.
You mentioned a piano. Did you ever learn to play one?
No, sir.
Did you ever want to?
No, sir.
My mother wanted me to take lessons, but I reckon I talked her out of it.
I knew I didn't have no talent to play a piano, nothing that, no other musical instrument.
Yes, sir. Have you ever wished that you had taken lessons?
No. Mm-hmm.